neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Group of people, they're driving on the freeway. And then they notice that there's a traffic. So as they continue driving, they notice that there's a policeman by the side. Like on the emergency road, they just park there. So usually when people see the police, so they slow down. Is that true?
Most of the time.
Or let's say he's driving side by side next to you, they don't speed as much. They try to respect the cop, the police. Is that true? So another question that I have, what type of people they become a police?
Drop out?
Student? I know, but what type of people are they? Dropout students. They cannot learn. No, they fail. So they say, you know, what to do? They become a police. And not only that, you have a gun. You know, it makes you feel good, no?
That's it. To carry a gun, it gives you such a feeling. So they didn't make it at school, so they become a police.
It's very interesting. People, they're scared of dropouts. Is that something?
You think about the but it scares you. You know, who you hear afraid of? Who? All his report card was under C and D. No?
You don't trust me? No, I know. I did the research. Yeah. I'm sorry?
No, the fact of the matter is that's what they are. You're talking about where? Eretz Yisrael?
I think anybody that becomes a policeman got to be pretty special.
In what way?
Pretty special.
In what way?
You want to protect your life, your life.
No, but the point of the matter here is what happened, obviously, you wanted to be a policeman.
Most of them are not failures. Most of them are not famous.
Most of them are
really smart. And they get a lot of education. Think a doctor is smarter than a policeman.
Who makes more money, the policeman or the doctor?
That doesn't make any difference.
Or the lawyer?
That really doesn't make any difference how much money makes.
No?
No.
No, I understand. But no, my point...
He works at Wall Street, makes more money than a doctor. Does mean he's smarter than him?
You have a lawyer and a doctor here, so be careful.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
No, my point here is, it's just as an example, because in 3 weeks, we have to confront the real judge.
And that's why tefillah all of a sudden changes. See, Allah Hashbi said, Mele Chohek Sedara Mishpat.
All of a sudden, you're going to say, HaMelech HaMishpat.
So I'm saying, HaKel HaKadosh, you say? What do you say?
No, you say,
HaMelech HaKadosh, you say? HaMelech
HaKadosh. So now here, see, if one has such a fear about the police,
even that he was getting a good grade, and even though that, he became a shooter, like he became a police.
But you slow down, no? You see a policeman, you slow down, right? Why you slow down?
Because he's going to give you a ticket. So how come you don't slow down when you believe that there is a Hashem? Why? Do you believe in Hashem?
You do.
But I see you get angry.
Not you.
Not you.
You see, people get angry. People disrespect.
People, they don't have any manners. So what happened all of a sudden? If you believe in this police that,
he has to bring about
the rule, the judge, the judgment. So now how can you have no care about the Kodesh Olam, about Hashem? But
if you don't think
front of you, so you...
So you don't have the awareness. You don't have the awareness that Hashem is watching you, Hashem is aware of what you're thinking, Hashem records whatever you say. Right?
It's very scary. You see, there's a traffic jam. Why? Because, there is the shoter, the policeman, you know, maybe he's sleeping in the car.
You only see the car, black and white.
And then he slows you down. But you have no sense of Ribono Shel Olam,
that he's all over, he's watching you. He created this Olam,
he has expectation from you, he has commanded you, he spoke with you, he saved you, did so many miracles for you.
He lets you breathe. But you have no awareness.
You don't see Hashem.
Yeah.
You only see Hashem.
And Hasb Shalom.
God forbid, not for anyone, that the battery goes off. The heart doesn't pump anymore. Right?
What happened? I need Hashem now. But all this time that he was just ever ready.
But just going on.
Happened to be a villager. Came to the city. So he noticed, very interesting thing. You notice people go to the kitchen and there's something there, they turn it and then the water comes. So he asked the owner, what is this? He said, this is a faucet. It's amazing. You know what we have to do to get water? You have to walk so long and you have to take a bucket, throw it in the well, pull it out.
This is amazing. You know, you open it, then the water comes. He said, you know what? I have an extra one I give you as a gift, as a souvenir.
As a soul at tea, I'm going to give it to you. You know, you're so
joyous, happy to have this mechanism. You know, you open it, the water comes. So he went to his village,
and then he invited everybody as a grand opening to show the miracle. He invited everybody, everybody came, so surprised, you know.
So now, everybody's there to see what's happening, to see the surprise. So they see something, is
attached to the wall. It says, my dear friend, you never seen such a thing in your life.
I'm going to show you the miracle you never experienced. So he goes to the faucet, turns it, and he's waiting. Waiting. And people are looking at him. You know, he walked in Palm Spring, and maybe it was too hot. What happened to him? Nothing. He looks underneath, not a drop. So he gets extremely angry.
He said, the owner tricked me. He gave me a defective faucet. Nothing's coming out.
He goes back. He says, what is this? Why did you give me? It doesn't work. He said, what do you mean it doesn't work? He says, you know, I put it in the wall. I turned it. Nothing comes out.
So what do you mean? Yeah, look at mine. Yeah, it comes out. He said, no, I tried it. It doesn't work.
So the owner realized what he did. He just stick it to the wall. It's not connected to anywhere. He said, haha, you have to connect it to the pipe.
It's not going to work like this. The faucet by itself is not going to work like this. The story,
it's about every one of us. Whatever we do in life, if it just stick to the wall and it's not connected to the source, it's going to be dry, wasted work. If you don't know who you're praying in front of, if you're not aware if Hashem is around you, if you're not aware that Hashem is watching you, you are wasting your time.
You put in a faucet in the wall and nothing is going to come out. Why? Because you don't realize that is Ribono Shel Olam,
Yishtabach Shemo La'ad. He is there. He's right next to you. If you permit yourself to do whatever you want, think whatever you want,
you're disrespecting Ribono Shel Olam. And the most disrespectful about it here is how you scare off this police.
You go to the court, Chas V'Shalom. You hire a lawyer, Chas V'Shalom. Why? You go and stand up in front of the lawyer and in the judge and you shake.
But you have no awareness of Ribono Shel Olam. That what he expects from you, how he judges you,
is brought in Zohar Kadosh. When a little starts, the fish in the sea, they shake
in a little. Have you noticed? Did you go to the ocean? You didn't notice?
The fish in the ocean, the gimshe bayam, they roe, they shake. Why? Because Chodesh Elul. That's what the Zohar Kadosh brings. And that's what exactly we have to recalculate our action. What we do during the day, what our intention is, what our plan is, what type of commitment we're going to make. That's what exactly this month is all about. That Hashem Allah should not put the faucet in the water and expect the water is going to come. It has to be connected. You have to be focused on what Ribbono Shel Olam is expecting from us, how we can make Him happy. And that's not the time, because very, very, very soon, we're going, all of us, to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we are waiting for. And this is the time that is predicted, B'zad Hashem, all of us, will see the Geula and Yeshua, B'zad Hashem, in Barah. Amen.
Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.